ABC Radio Australia.
We can all agree that everyone should be treated equally and fairly and have the same opportunities. However, for persons with a disability, this is not always the case. Many products, devices, services and environments are not accessible for persons with a disability. And it's made even harder when dealing with world events like COVID-19 or severe weather systems like Cyclone Harold. Today, May 21st, is Global Accessibility Awareness Day. And so I took a look at the current accessibility challenges facing persons with disabilities in Vanuatu and Fiji.
Everyone is different. We live, work, play, and interact in our own individual ways. Don't cut someone out just because you haven't prepared for the way they might interact with your creation. Make it easy. This is what being inclusive is about.
Global Accessibility Awareness Day seeks to get everyone talking, thinking and learning about digital access and inclusion for the more than 1 billion people with disabilities and impairments around the world. For persons with a disability in the Pacific, the global pandemic and Cyclone Harold have really highlighted just how important accessibility is. Oh, can you hear me?
But I'll squat outside. Maybe I can hear you properly. Hello?
Hello? I can still hear you.
Hello?
Yes. Yep.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I think we've been having problems with the internet. Oh. I mean, with the coverage, and it wasn't really clear.
That is Nellie Caleb. She is the National Coordinator of Vanuatu's Disability Promotion and Advocacy Association. As you can hear, accessibility to services after Cyclone Harold has been difficult for the people of Vanuatu, but it's been even harder for persons with a disability.
The accessibility of communications, there's communications breakdown everywhere, and even in our office we don't have any electricity, as well as we don't have any internet, Wi-Fi, and it's really a barrier for people with disabilities. In Vanuatu, if there's any cyclone warnings, people who are deaf cannot listen to radio, or even the blind people cannot access information from the text messages. So, it's really hard.
Meanwhile, in Fiji, Lanieta Tuimambo, who is the office manager for Fiji's Disabled People's Federation, says the global pandemic highlights the barriers for persons with a disability to access important and often life-saving information.
A lot of challenges that are faced by persons with disabilities draws around access to information and communication and the clear messaging specifically going out to persons with disability regarding their safety and their protection, how they can prepare themselves, and also the general information that are going out is not really reaching those with disabilities in an accessible format.
Nellie Caleb in Vanuatu again.
People who are deaf are so lucky, some family members who can interpret for them, but most of them don't know what they're saying, they're doing, they're just going around and shouting, talking about, prevention measures, but our members cannot access this information.
In Fiji, persons with a disability are more likely to be unemployed, poor, and live in overpopulated areas with poor living conditions. Lanieta Tuimambo says the job losses and reduction of hours associated with the global pandemic has exacerbated the problems persons with a disability face.
Some have reduced hours and some just totally lost their jobs. I think the other critical area is the food security on a daily basis because they have lost their jobs, less income. But we would say that already people with disability are disadvantaged in that case.
In Vanuatu, Nellie Caleb says they are working with the government to ensure that persons with a disability are not left behind in the relief efforts.
We are partner with the Vanuatu Society for People with Disabilities and also the Ministry of Justice. We have joint efforts to come up collecting validation data for people with disabilities. This is to ensure that people with disabilities are not left behind in relief supplies or in any other responses. With the work that we are doing, we make sure that people with disabilities are not left behind.
Despite the challenges persons with a disability face, Fiji's Lanietta Tuimambo is optimistic that change will happen as long as everyone works together.
We can only do that working together with persons with disabilities and their disabled people's organizations to ensure that all these services of people with disability and we are not discriminated against.
And it's a hope that is shared by Nellie Caleb in Vanuatu as well.
It's changing because I remember in 2015, when I was advocating for inclusion of people with disabilities in different class, there was nobody there and they don't know what I'm saying. So I could see the stage changes, big changes happening.